Okay, go ahead.
This is Rich Fuller, coordinator for the Green Party of Monmouth County, responding to a question about the repercussions from Hurricane Sandy. On the shore here, a lot of damage has been done from a Category 1 storm. In the future, we may be into a Katrina-like situation every other year. Some of the scientists are predicting now every other year. Superstorms that could be Category 2, 3, 4, or 5. So I am really concerned about people who have moved back into their shore homes, hoping to rebuild, and even the small businesses that want to thrive again. They're so eager and wanting to recapture the image of the Jersey Shore. And my heart goes out to them, but at the same time, I'm really concerned about the future because of people not realizing day in and day out the repercussions of their decisions. And the decision of the governing body here in Avon by the sea to use this Ipe valuable resource from the rainforest is just one example of a community not being aware of the worldwide ramifications of their decisions. For many, many years, people have been talking about global warming and climate change and the effects of using fossil fuels. This has sunk in other parts of the world, but there are people in the United States who still don't get it. And we have to go towards solar, wave energy, wind energy, geothermal, and a way we have to, the government can subsidize and promote those kinds of sustainable, long-range, safe, clean sources of energy as opposed to nuclear fracking wastes and fossil fuels, which are in a spiraling downward toward disaster for all of us. So that's another one of my great concerns. Back to the rainforest for a minute. Those trees give off not only precious oxygen, they also, through the process of transpiration, give off water to the atmosphere. That water, combined with the spinning of the earth on its axis, is dropped on the breadbasket of the United States for wheat and corn, to feed the animals, to feed people. You take away those trees, you're taking away our water. We already have a water shortage in 16 states in the United States. This means that the corporations that want to make money off water are going to be privatizing more and more. You're going to see more and more bottled water and more animals dying from the heat. We are on a real downward spiral that really has to be brought to the attention of the American people. And it's not going to happen in the mainstream media. The mainstream media is one, and the two-party system that we live under is the two of the biggest parts of our problem. Independent voices are not heard, whether it's Jill Stein of the Green Party or Rocky Anderson or Gary Johnson in the last presidential election. Their voices were wiped right off the mainstream media. Those are the kinds of voices that have to be heard. So I'm in it for the long haul. The Green Party is trying to live by its 10 key values for the environment, for the people, not for corporate America, not for politicians who, as soon as they get in office, are going to respond to the needs of their lobbyists and to hell with the American people. That's the way the system has been working. We have to change the system. And by we, I mean the people who are becoming more and more aware through progressive radio, such as Democracy Now!, the Progressive Radio Network, and outlets like that, Free Speech Radio. So I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Let's all hang in there together, and we can bring our country back to where it's supposed to be, where people are working together and not just working for the bottom line and the almighty dollar.
Thank you. That was great.